Hello and welcome to Racing Families, a mini-series from SciPodcast taking a closer look at those who enter the world of motorsport because it runs in their DNA. So far we've covered families who have seen various degrees of success, but today we're looking at a family who didn't make too much of a mark on their respective sports but kept on trying. Let us get started with today's family then, the Winkelhocks. Germany's Manfred Winkelhock was due to make his F1 debut in the latter stages of the 1980 season. Jochen Mass had been injured at the Austrian Grand Prix and was forced to sit out the following two events. Arrows gave the drive to New Zealand driver Mike Thakwell at the next GP in the Netherlands, and then to Manfred the following race weekend at Italy. Neither stand-in managed to qualify for their respective races, though. With his F1 opportunity over before it had begun, Manfred returned to his Formula 2 drive. He participated in the European F2 series for 4 seasons overall, but finished no higher than 8th in the championship. In 1982, he moved up to F1 full-time, gaining a race seat with the German team ATS. The car was not great, and although Manfred managed a 5th place finish in only his second race for the team, that was the highlight. He picked up 2 points that year, but suffered 7 retirements, 3 weekends without qualifying, and 1 disqualification. Winkelhock stuck with ATS for almost 3 years, participated in the final race of 1984 for Brabham, and signed for Ram Racing for 1985. Results were still thin on the ground. Meanwhile, Manfred had been competing in sports car and endurance racing, actually winning the 1,000 kilometres of Monza in 1985 for Kramer Racing. He moved on to the 1,000 kilometres of Mosport, but crashed towards the start of the race. His car went straight into a concrete barrier. It took the marshals almost an hour to get him out of the vehicle. He was airlifted to hospital, but died the following day. Manfred had 2 brothers, Joachim Winkelhock and Thomas Winkelhock. Thomas competed in a few lower formulae, such as German Formula 3 and European touring cars, but he never made it as far as Formula 1. Joachim did manage to get inside an F1 cockpit, but he did not start a single Grand Prix. Having worked his way up through some junior series, and after taking a break following the death of his brother, Joachim won the German F3 series in 1988. The following year, the AGS F1 team gave him a seat, but he failed to pre-qualify for 7 weekends in a row. That was more of a reflection on the team, though, as out of 16 races and 2 entrants per race, AGS only managed to start 6 GPs that year. Joachim quite sensibly moved on to touring cars and found his way to the DTM series. He was last spotted in 2003, picking up a point and finishing the championship 15th. Since retiring, he has returned to the family towing business. That is not the end of the story, though. When he died, Manfred Winkelhock left behind him a 5-year-old boy who has followed in his father's footsteps. Marcus Winkelhock has participated in both F3 and Formula Renault 3.5, and even made headlines in Formula 1. He spent a couple of years as a test driver at the back of the field, but was subbed in at Spyker F1 when Christian Albers abruptly left. In a wet race at the Nürburgring, Winkelhock started last, and thanks to a lucky tyre call, found himself leading when the race was suspended due to the weather. Upon the restart, he fell down the order and eventually retired from the race. Marcus moved over to the DTM series for several years and then on to the GT1 World Championship, where he won the title in 2012. Although the Formula One dream was short-lived for each generation of Winkelhocks, they can now rest easy that, for a moment, a member of their family was leading a Formula One Grand Prix. That's all for this episode of Racing Families. I hope you're enjoying the series so far. Why not leave your thoughts over on SciPodcast.com? And please join me tomorrow when we visit the 5th family in the series.